I will get to it as soon as I get a chance. Yes, sir, I do enjoy working here. I'll get to it right now. Goodbye, sir. Copy! Never mind.
They have really got you hopping today.
Oh, you wouldn't believe it, Lydia. I have to interview an alderman and research a 6-part series on money laundering. I just hope nobody dies because I am way behind updating the obituaries.
That's why I like writing an advice column. When the pressure starts building, I do what I'm doing this weekend. Go to the Bahamas, print a bunch of my old columns, and call it the Best of Lydia.
Well, I'm afraid they won't run a Best of the Obituaries. Which reminds me, if I don't get all this research done for Mr. Walpole, I am a dead man.
Oh, face it, Larry. When they say jump, you ask how high.
Yeah, well, the next person who asks me for something is going to get an earful from Larry Appleton.
Appleton?
Yes, sir, Mr. Wainwright.
I need a 1,000-word background story on the Burgess murder trial.
Yes, sir. I'm your man, Mr. Wainwright. But it might take a while, because I'm already researching the money laundering scandal, and I have to interview Alderman Bennett.
Appleton, if you'd learn to budget your time, you'd be able to get through all this. Now get on it.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the tip, sir.
Guess you told him.
Cincinnati, hold on to your hat, because what I'm going to tell you is going to knock your socks off. I was just put in charge of the Chronicle newsletter.
That's nice.
Falky, congratulations!
Thank you, Miss Cynthia.
I love reading the Chronicle chatter. It is so fascinating, reading about people I see every day but would never socialize with.
Cousin, isn't that great news? Don't it make you just want to sing and shout and throw your body to the floor?
Uh-huh.
Come on, cousin, celebrate. Dance to the music. How about it?
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Cousin, I am very excited about this, and I would like you to share that excitement, and I would like that now.
I'm sorry, Bilky. That's great news and a great opportunity for you. If you do a good job, you could become a real reporter and get out of this basement.
Well, cousin, you're a real reporter and you're still in this basement.
But I'm working very hard to get out of it. So, unfortunately, the answer to your next question is no.
Wow. I don't even know what my next question is going to be. And you already know the answer. Do you have ESPN?
No.
HBO?
No.
PMS?
No. Balky, the point I am trying to make as quickly as possible is that I know you would like the advice of someone who has had a lot of experience in journalism.
Oh, cousin, I would. Could you introduce me to someone like that?
No, I mean, I'm the one who could help you.
Thank you, cousin.
But I'm just too busy.
Well, throw acid rain on my parade. Okay, Dimitri. This part of the newsletter is finished. Couldn't have done it without your help. Now, would you like to give it your stamp of approval? Take 5, babe.
Hi, Balky.
Cousin!
How's it going?
Cousin, it's going fantastic. I finished all my articles for the Chronicle newsletter.
Well, that's terrific.
Now we are so happy we do the dance of joy.
Hey! Let's see what you got here.
Cousin, I think you're really gonna like this. I feel I've developed my own unique style. Some may liken it to Hemingway, while others cite Kafka, but you decide.
Chronicle's favorite advice columnist, Miss Lydia Markham, looks well rested after her vacation in the Bahamas. Is that it?
Pretty good, huh?
Mr. Gorpley has been looking pretty snazzy all week, setting a good example for the rest of us.
Oh, I editorialized a little towards the end of that one. I don't know, I thought it needed a little color, a little something.
Balcon, this is all fluff.
Oh, thank you, cousin.
No.
That was my goal, you know, but you don't know. You lose perspective on a project like this. You know, it's all this mad.
Where is the real story? Now, who cares if Lydia looks well-rested or what Gorpley is wearing? And Balky, I'm afraid this just isn't good enough.
But I write it just like they told me to.
If they told you to jump, would you ask how high?
Well, of course not. Don't be ridiculous. I'd simply jump as high as I possibly could and hope it was good enough.
Good enough doesn't sound like you.
Who does it sound like?
The Balky I know wouldn't settle for good enough. The Balky I know would want to do his best. The Balky I know would want to make this the best newsletter in the history of newsletters.
I want to be like the Balky you know.
You are the Balky I know. Balky, if you want to make this newsletter something worth reading, then you've got to tell the story behind the story. You've got to dig deeper. Telling your readers that Gorpley is well-dressed isn't enough. You've got to tell them why he is suddenly so well-dressed.
Cousin, I won't do that.
Good.
How I do that?
I'm going to tell you how to do that.
I can't wait.
Okay. Now, to be a good reporter, you've got to know how to use who, what, when, where, and why. The 5 W's of journalism.
What?
That's one.
What's one?
Exactly.
Exactly what?
Good. And who is another?
I don't know. Who is another?
Right. And don't forget, where?
Where what?
That's two.
What's two?
No, what's one? Who is another? And you know where?
I don't know where.
Sure you do. What's giving you trouble?
I don't know what's giving me trouble. But I know who is giving me trouble.
No, who you've got?
Who I've got?
And you know where?
Where?
Exactly.
Exactly what?
Perfect. Just a couple more and we'll be done soon.
When?
Hey, you're getting pretty good at this.
Wow.
No, no. Why?
I don't know why.
Well, you knew all the others.
When?
And where?
Where what?
And why?
I don't know why. All I know is I was sitting here gluing. You came in, we did the dance of joy. You made some false promise about another Balky. Okay. And now I'm totally confused and emotionally drained.
Okay, calm down. Calm down. Are you all right?
Yes, I'm I'm fine, thank you.
All right, let's start over again.
With what?
Yes.
It's almost noon. I'm going to lunch. I'll be back at 4.
Mr. Gorpley, would you please tell me how come you're so dressed up this week?
And that's for me to know and you to find out.
Oh, I love guessing games as much as the next guy, you big kidder. But I'm working against the deadline.
And I'm working with an idiot.
Mr. Gorpley hires new employee. Check it out.
How's it going, Balky?
Well, cousin, I've got some leads, but every time I try to dig deeper, I wind up shoveling alone.
Well, if reporting were easy, everybody would be doing it. Mm. If you want to be a good reporter, you're going to have to change your tactics.
I put on a clean pair this morning.
No, I mean, you're going to have to find new ways of getting your information. Someone won't talk to you. Talk to their friends. Talk to their wives. Talk to their ex-wives.
Well, what if they're not married and they don't have any friends?
Well, then you have to hang out in places where you think you could pick up information. The water cooler, the lobby, the snack bar. Who knows? You might have to go incognito.
Oh, I don't know, cousin. I don't care much for Mexican food. It always gives me Monty Hall's revenge.
No, I mean, you might have to wear a disguise.
But Coulson, that sounds an awful lot like snooping.
It's not snooping if you're writing it down. Then, it's journalism.
Oh.
Well, I've got to get this up to Mr. Wainwright's office. Good luck with your newsletter.
Thanks. Can I push the button?
All right, you push the button. Oh, and don't forget...
Bye-bye.
No, not bye-bye. Quotes. Always get exact quotes.
Oh, right. Quote.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hi, Miss Lydia.
Wainwright still running you around like a madman, Larry?
Lydia, would you believe this is the third time he's had me rewrite this murder story? He said I mentioned murder too many times. If you ask me, Mr. Wainwright is not playing with a full deck.
Mr. Wainwright is not playing with a full deck. What a great...
Under new management.
Here you go, Coulson.
Thank you, Belky.
It's hot off the presses.
I'll get to it later.
Read it before they wrap fish in it.
I guess you want me to read this now.
Only if you have time.
I'll make the time. I was hoping to read this before you went to press, but I've been so busy.
Ah, Coulson, it's okay. We both had papers to put out.
Albert Dockermas, I have got to admit it. This is the best thing I have seen in years.
Thank you, Mr. Gorbley.
Well, didn't I tell you people would love it?
Well, I'm overcome. But I can't take all the credit. Coulson, Larry helped too.
Well, whoever wrote the story about Lydia did a great job.
Well, you're looking right through him.
I mean, everybody thought she went to the Bahamas, but you found out she really went to Milwaukee to have an eyelid tuck. Nice going, Bartogamus. Excuse me? Yeah, well, it's right next to the Dimitri the Sheep cartoon.
Oh. That's going to be a regular feature. I thought maybe later on I could give it a political angle.
If you're wondering who had what done where, the answer is Miss Lydia, the paper's favorite advice columnist, went to Milwaukee to get her eyelids tucked. When? Over the weekend. So if you get a chance, compliment her on her new paper covers. How many of these have you given out?
One to every employee in the building, and I left a complimentary pile in the lobby.
Okay, get your coat. We're getting out of here.
What?
Come on!
Huh?
I want some answers, and I want them now.
Lydia, I'm sure everything can be explained.
I have been humiliated, held up to ridicule in front of everyone in the building.
Who did this to you, Miss Lydia? They'll have to answer to me.
Chill out, Lydia. I thought the article was hilarious. Peeper covers?
You are pretty cheerful for a man who doesn't have long to live.
What are you talking about?
The article about you and Maggie.
The what? You mean there's another?
Oh, didn't you read the last page? It's equally hilarious.
Thank you very much. I do try to accent the lighter side.
Sam Gorpley, looking very handsome in a pickled herringbone suit. Was seen dining with who? Maggie Miner, wife of sports editor and bodybuilder Matt Miner. That's who. Apparently, Maggie has a sore knee because Mr. Gorpley was nice enough to rub it all during lunch. I'm a dead man.
But I'm taking somebody with me.
Okay, Balky. They fell for it. Let's let them in on our little joke. There are only two copies of the newsletter, and you got them.
They're all over the building.
Balky, I cannot believe that you would write stuff like this.
You know, I can hardly believe it myself. I was afraid my writing would be flat and pedestrian, but I just followed exactly what Cousin Larry told me to do, and you can see the results.
But I didn't help that much.
Oh, come on, Cousin, you're being modest. No, listen, the truth must be told.
Oh, I don't know.
You see, I was just going to write that Miss Lydia went to the Bahamas. But Cousin Larry kept saying, no, you got to dig a little deeper. You got to dig a little deeper.
No, I didn't. He couldn't. I only...
Appleton!
Yes, sir, Mr. Wainwright. Yes, sir. Yeah, what can I do for you, sir? Research, filing, out-of-town assignment?
Explain this article in the Chronicle Chatter.
Oh, no. Another one? If you're wondering what Mr. Wainwright might like in his Christmas stocking, might I suggest a pack of playing cards? And why would this be the ideal gift? Because, according to Cousin Larry Appleton, Mr. Wainwright isn't playing with a full deck. full deck, isn't that a nautical term?
Mr. Wainwright, one less thing to ask Santa for, huh?
It was a mistake. It wasn't me. I would never say anything like that about you, sir. I must have been misquoted.
No, Cousin, I was standing right... No, you taught me. I was standing right there, and I caught the exact quote as it flew out of your mouth.
It was taken out of context. It had to be... Have you lost weight? Because that's a very nice suit. It matches your head. Your hair. The hair on your head.
Appleton.
Yes, sir.
You're babbling.
Thank you, sir.
Appleton, when you're coherent... Call me.
You bet I will, sir.
Mr. Wainwright and Mr. Gorpley in fashion war. Check it out.
I'm Matt Miner, and I'm looking for Sam Gorpley.
That's him.
Totally uncalled for. Yes. But I really meant that about the weight loss, though. You're looking very, very... Hello? Balky, good news. I'm off the hook with Wainwright. He was very gracious. Balky, how long do you plan on wearing the Miposian mantle of 1,000 itches?
Well, Miposian law states I must wear it 1 year for every person I offended. And let me see. I offended 7 people, so I think we're looking at the 7-year itch.
Balky, I really think you're carrying this a little too far.
No, Cousin. If I was carrying this too far, I'd be wearing the boxer shorts of eternal chafing.
Balky, in America, when you offend someone, a verbal apology is sufficient. Unless you offend a large segment of the population, then you get a presidential pardon.
You mean if I write everyone I offended a verbal apology, I'll be okay?
In a manner of speaking.
Well, then I think I'll do that.
Let's take this off.
Oh.
after I deliver all my apologies, I'll resign from the newsletter.
Yeah, Balky, you don't have to do that. You did a good job.
I did.
The first newsletter you wrote was pretty good. All it needed was a little fine-tuning. I'm sure you'll do a terrific job if I stay out of your way.
Coulson, would you do that for me?
You bet I would.
Thank you, Coulson.
I just have one question. How did you find out about Gorpley's lunch date with Maggie Miner?
Oh, I followed your suggestion and I went undercover.
Hi, my name's Bart. I'll be your waiter today. Let me just put your drink order in real quick, and then I'll be back to explain our specials and get you started on our salad bar.